News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Households could face charges for excessive water use this year in what has been described as a high-level priority for the Department of Housing, just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water. The charges, expected to be capped at €500 per year, are going to apply to houses using abnormally large amounts of water. And we mean abnormally large amounts of water, particularly those who fail to fix leaks or who refuse to address preventable causes of excessive water use. Shane, don't know about you, shiver down my spine talking about water charges again in any shape or form.
Well, look, I mean, I was one of the people who thought we should have kept water charges, but politically it just became untenable. Yeah, exactly. Well, we did kind of start them, but anyway, we won't relive that. Look, every country in Europe has water charges. But anyway, look, I think we should have them. And I think it won't be until our water system collapses. And at some point it probably will, because it's not getting the investment, that we'll actually realise that. But let's park that. This isn't about water charges. This is a conservation charge. You literally have to be using 300 litres of water or something like that.
I think 10% of the metered homes are producing 35% of the waste. Yeah. That's the number.
This is the people who have a leak, are told they have a leak, and then don't do anything about it for 6 months. I'm sorry, if you're enough of a, what word will I use? Knob. I'll use that word.
You use a stronger word.
To be told that you have a leak of water and you're using a massive amount of water and you don't bother getting it fixed. I'm sorry, but you deserve to get a, you deserve a penalty.
I'm not going to disagree with you, because I think of the water charges thing, we are an outlier, that we're expecting the general taxpayer to pick up the bill when it should be down to the amount of water you use. But let's not relitigate that.
Yeah.
The issue I have is, if memory serves, not everybody got a water meter. So therefore, you could be wasting water like there is no tomorrow, and nobody notices, or nobody can actually identify it, which means the law is being applied unequally. And I don't think that's right. The law has
but
to be applied
equally. Then do you let everybody waste water for that reason?
You either do one system or you do the other. And I think that it is, and I guarantee you that this is something that's going to be in people's minds if they get the bill.
I wonder, have they ways of identifying leaks? I wonder, can they narrow it down pretty
closely? They can narrow
closely?
It down, but they're not going to give you the same empirical data that you would have if you have a smart meter that they can just scan a wand over.
I still think this is something they have to do, and I don't think they should let great be the enemy of good. Look, if people are wasting water, and they know they're wasting water, and there's a leak, and they're refusing to get it fixed, I'm sorry, they deserve it.
Hang on, quiet there for a second. You hear that? That's them coming out of the woodwork. Do you hear them? They're going to be calling now, looking for this.
I'll tell you what, if TDs come out and oppose this, then we are living in cloud cuckoo land. If that's the level that we're at, then we, you know what, then we are doomed. Anyway, let us know, 087 1400 106. What do you think? Just to stress, this is not water charges being introduced. This is if you're using over 1.7 times
the amount of
normal water. No, but it's important to stress it, because people will be going on, I'm not having water. This isn't water charges. This is a conservation charge if you're using ridiculous amounts of water. Even then, it's capped at €500 a year. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.